Six Music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC. That's who.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Be shaking anything for a little while. I'll tell you why in a minute. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme, pre-recorded in my little house in North Manchester for you, so no live texting. But plenty of emails from you this week on the subject of Hey songs. That was, of course, Outkast with Hey Ya, an amazing Hey song. It's just struck me that last week's playlist on the programme, I had two Hey songs. So I thought, let's get some more in. So my favourite Hey songs, including that one, and a load that you lot have suggested very kindly by email. But why won't I be shaking anything for a while? Well, I'll tell you. Last week when I made the show, I was about to go meet up with the rest of the six music presenters for our annual get-together, and aren't we great? Yeah. Aren't we the best radio station in the world? Yeah, we are, yeah. Should we get drunk? Yeah. Please drink responsibly and all that, but yeah, we got pretty drunk. Me and Riley travelled down together, me and Mark Riley, and indeed we're sharing the same hotel, which is very lucky for me, because I woke up the next morning unable to move my left leg. I couldn't bend it, I couldn't put it on the floor. And the hotel had to call the doctor, but not before I rang Riley, and a very hungover Mark Riley had to come and help me get my trousers on. Now this is the best NME front cover that's never been printed. Mark Riley, amazing radio presenter of course, but also an ex-member of The Fall, helping me with my trousers. And what I neglected to mention was Mark broke his arse playing squash a couple of days beforehand. So literally every time I moved my leg, I was going, ah, oh, and he's bending down trying to help me, and he's going, oh, 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 like that. And it, despite both the hangovers and the agony we were both suffering, we were laughing our heads off. Anyway, Mark helped him into a car, which sped me back to Manchester, and I went to see a wonderful man at North Manchester General who told me that I've torn a major ligament, but it's great, they're taking care of me, and I'll be off my crutches in a couple of weeks. But for now, I can't help. In fact, I'll demonstrate it for you, though it pains me. So I'm going up the stairs. It sounds like this. And I can't help but sing the Mastermind theme tune. You see? Hang on, let me get into my chair again. That's enough hobbling around for you. Yeah, so that's what's happened to my leg. Now, the doctor that sorted me out at North Manchester General, which is a wonderful hospital that various members of my family have worked at, actually, in years gone by, me doctor's called Jimmy Stewart. So in honour of the great man and all the help he gave me, and they really sorted me out at North Manchester General, it's a wicked hospital, Jimmy Stewart, the Jimmy Stewart, not Dr. Jimmy Stewart, is going to be my Desert Island Discs guest this week. Snippets from his edition of Desert Island Discs, talking to Roy Plumley later on in the show. We have All Your Hay songs, as mentioned. A couple of suggestions of what I might be getting up to on the radio in New York in March. Some good stuff there. And somebody who listened to last week's programme 5 times in 2 days, which I think is a record. I'm very flattered I am too. Song for Guy recommendations from you lot as well. And now here's a new one from Cat Power. Some really good new music this week. But I love this thing for its simplicity. It's cyclical, it's hypnotic, and it's called Manhattan. Manhattan, apparently, and you can imagine I'm sort of taken with this song because my mind is already in New York. Manhattan, the word, it's the debate's on, but apparently it's from the Munsee language of the Lenni Lenape, or the Lenni Lenapes, meaning island of many hills. Other people think it means place of inebriation, and another possibility is it comes from Manahattu, which is a place where wood is available for making bows and arrows. And one other theory is that it comes from Menate, meaning simply the island. I don't think the place of inebriation, I'm not sure of that. That says too much history, that. I think it's been exaggerated. The bow and arrows things, I'm not having either. I think it's probably its simplest meaning. I think Menate, meaning the island, is where we get the word Manhattan. Cat Power is where we get the song. This is from her latest album. She's up for Best Female at the Brit Awards as well. That's good, isn't it? Cat Power, ladies and gentlemen, Menate. And no injury sustainable by man would stop me bringing you great radio. Lovely, isn't it, that? Cat Power and Manhattan. I love it. A song for Guy recommendation now from Sue Wright in Sheffield, who writes, I would like to recommend this fabulous song by the late, great Mr. Cash with some help from Bono et al. Do you ever hear something and think, why have I lost sight or sound of it? But then I guess you have the excitement again as if hearing it for the first time. I was recently in Gertie's Cafe in Walkley, the best toasted tea cakes in Sheffield. They have an eclectic playlist. I've never heard the radio when I've been there. Not sure who picks the music, but I digress. The sound of The Wanderer greeted me and I was kicking myself for having forgotten this track for some time. To the man in black, we salute you, H. He could sing to the sound of wooden spoons and saucepans and it wouldn't matter. Thank you very much for that. Wonderful. Here it is, Johnny Cash and You Too. I love this song.
Did some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye. Yeah, I went with nothing, nothing but the thought of you. I went wandering. I went drifting through the capitals of tin, where men can't walk or freely talk, and sons turn their fathers in. I stopped outside a church house where the citizens like to sit. They say they want the kingdom, but they don't want God in it. I went out riding down that old eight lane. I passed by back by noon. at the thought of you, I went wondering.
Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. You two did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. And now me, Sean Keaveney of the Six Music Breakfast Show, I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music. And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
So let's on. We can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna.
What a great tune. That was The Delays and Hey Girl. I've met them boys a couple of times. Very nice chaps they are too. Great. Very Beatles-esque, directly via Lee Mavers and his lot. Absolutely wonderful tune though. Yeah. So my friend Jessica Hoop is also one of my deputies here on The Finest Hour when I'm unavailable to make the programme. This is from her record, The House That Jack Built. It's been out for a few months now, but this is, I think, the last tune that she's going to use to promote it. It's amazing. It's everything that Jess does best. It's dark, it's sexy, it's Ode to Banksy.
Left in my pencil. There's not an activity
The wonderful Jessica Hoop from the album The House That Jack Built. That was Ode to Banksy. Yes, that Banksy. But the lyrics are really dark. They're taking suicide bombing attacks and all sorts. You should really check it out. A genius at work is the Hoop, which is the reason I know her. Does that suggest I think I'm some kind of genius in some way? I didn't mean to suggest that at all. I just mean I was drawn to her and became a friend because her music's so great. Graham Boog Penman has been in, he's not been in, he's sent me an email suggesting things that I should do in New York. He says I've got to go to Dizzy's Club at the Lincoln Center, I've got to go and see the High Line, which is an extraordinary thing. The High Line is an old section of elevated railway that's been turned into a long walking garden. I will check that out. The Brooklyn Brewery, well, I might swing by there. The Little Church Around the Corner, the Salsa Club and Ellen's Stardust Diner. And then he says, have a great trip and keep on forever with the great, no sorry, the best show on radio. Lots of love from Graham and Kim. Do you know what I mean? Flattery will get you everywhere. Thanks for the recommendations. Mitchell Duggan's been in touch and said, how about interviewing Jessica Larrabee from She Keeps Bees? On stage, she manages to have a conversation with her audience, her drummer Andy and herself all at the same time. And I love their music. Cheers, Mitch from Walthamstow. If you have any suggestions of who you'd like me to interview in New York, if I can possibly do it, a BBC letterheading does go a long way when trying to get guests on the programme. So who would you like me to interview in New York? Let's have your suggestions. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk or just find me on the Six Music website. Where are we up to? Oh yes, if you're thinking of Hey songs, then what about the one simply entitled Hey by the Pixies? In fact, it starts with that very word.
Hey! Been trying to meet you.
amazing. The first time I heard Pixies, it blew my mind. I think it's the first heavy band that I found all on my own, i.e. not from my family playing at me. I just couldn't believe the raw aggression in the music and the clever, twisted and often funny lyrics and just effortless cool. And my life takes me funny places, it really does, from being absolutely obsessed with them age 14 or 15, however old I was. I ended up duetting with Frank Black once on a cover of the Pixies' Cactus. Not only was I sharing a microphone with the great man, but Richard Hawley played a guitar solo at the same time. Amazing life I'm having here. If that was the only thing that had happened in it, it would have all been worth it. So how do you follow Pixies? Well, I'm going to play you this song by Howard Jones. No, don't turn off the radio. I'm going to play this song by Howard Jones because I can't help but think about it every time it rains. Not a huge fan. I remember him for some pretty sugary pop in the 80s and for Crazy Hair. But this song's absolutely beautiful. From the disastrously titled Humans Lib, which is the album that it was on, an awful sleeve as well. This is Howard Jones, who really didn't know what to do with his hair either. And this awesome song is called Don't Always Look at the Rain.
Yeah.
Told you. Great, eh? Howard Jones and Don't Always Look at the Rain. So while looking for Howard Jones in my music library, I came across this little gem from August 2009. Dent May and his magnificent... I can't see the title there. It's obscured. One second. Ukulele. Dent May and his magnificent ukulele. This song's called Howard. Dent May and his magnificent ukulele, and that was Howard. So it reminds me of Jonathan Richman, do you know what I mean? So, Hey Songs is the theme. Hey Little Girl by Professor Longhair is the next tune. He sounds marvellously crazy and suggestive on this next tune. The piano's outstanding. And the wonderful Mark Riley, who I mentioned earlier on, my saviour with my bust-up leg, came back to Manchester with me and looked after me. He thinks he saw Professor Longhair in a bar in New Orleans when he was touring with The Fall as a younger man. See, I was careful there with the younger, because he's still young. He looks younger than me, actually, which isn't very fair. Maybe this injury is a sign that I should get into squash. How many of you would be let down if I shed a few pounds and started looking buff? Would it ruin it? Would it ruin it for you? Would you feel deserted? Anyway... Here is Professor Longhair, dedicated to my mate Mark Riley. This is Hey Little Girl.
Looks fine.
Professor Longhair and Hey Little Girl.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
My name's Richard Hawley. Call me Pike for P6.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there? No, you're not there because you're never there, right? You never answer your phone.
Well, that's what you've got to do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
There's absolutely no reason I can think of for me putting this song on other than I really like it. It's Brian Ferry, Don't Stop the Dance.
Mama says the truth.
When I hear that song, I picture myself in like a 80s model Mercedes in the back seat. I think somebody's dad had a posh car when I was young, and the dad's Brian Ferry CD was in the stereo. I don't know which one of my friend's dad had a red Mercedes. Do get in touch, everyone. Not that any of my mates listen to this programme. They listen to me crap on all week. They're not going to tune in, are they? Anyway, James Jeremiah's been in touch. He says, I can't believe you played that Cake in the Rain song a few weeks ago, but overlooked some of my recent recommendations. Get James. All offended. You're talking about MacArthur Park, aren't you? And yeah, you can only play that one. You can only play that one because it's so ridiculous, James. Undeterred, he says, here are three other Song for Guy suggestions. TV on the Radio's Family Tree. Only heard this last week, but what an amazing song. Great lyrics and starts off simply and builds to an epic crescendo. Mickey Echo and Pull Me Down is another of his suggestions. Holy Miranda and Waves is the third of his suggestions. And he said, and what's great about all those songs is none of them contain the lyrics. Someone left the cake out in the rain, and I don't think I can take it because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. Yeah, those are the lyrics to MacArthur Park. Keep up the good work, says James. Well, of the ones you've suggested, even though I've heard it before, I chose Family Tree because I love TV on the Radio and it's a great song.
Only on my
TV on the Radio and Family Tree, a song for Guy recommendation from James Jeremiah. Do keep them coming in, everyone. Try and choose a song you think I won't have heard, or an artist you think I've not heard, and give me the reasons you love the song. And while you're at it, tell me where you are when you listen to the programme, and why I'm great. This next tune by The Police was inspired, I was inspired to play it on the programme because Emma Jane was drumming on the back of her chair this morning. She just did a little ditty. She's full of fanfares, my missus, as she busily goes about her day. She's a list maker. Before she goes to bed, she makes a list of what she's going to do the next day, and then she spends her day crossing them off. She gets an awful lot accomplished, especially, you know, in comparison to me. So she's full of little do-do-do's as she does something. You know, she'll have a fanfare for now it's time to cook some eggs. Do-do-do. And as she stood up to do something this morning, she went did-did-did-did, like banged on the back of the chair she had been sitting on. Did-did-did-did. And I immediately started singing this song because it starts with that drum fill.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who. Now they make you pass into a
what's wrong. They'll probably dig it up a thousand years from now. And how? They'll probably wonder what the hell we used it for. And more. This must be the cup that
ever two voices were meant to sing together. Amazing. That's Low, and it's from their 10th album, The Invisible Way, which has been produced, and if you have an ear for such things, you can hear it, by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy in Chicago. So once again, that's Low from The Invisible Way. That song's called Plastic Cup. It's strange, isn't it? I mean, their voices go together so well. They're both full of such individual character, but together just... I don't know, they seem to offer up, they seem to draw different elements of the lyric out of the vocal lines when they're in close harmony, because they're both very distinctly different tones of voice, quite the opposite of First Aid Kit and the way their voices work. Theirs blend into one sound, whereas the singing in Low, it's very, very definitely two different characters, but they just blend together beautifully. I love it. Anyway... Hey Songs is the theme of the show. I'm Guy Garvey, by the way, lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. And yes, songs containing the word hey, of which there are millions. For instance, James Singleton says, Hey is a track on the album Locust Abortion Technician by the Butthole Surfers. Always makes me smile as it sounds like cows are singing it. I don't think I could get away with playing anything by the Butthole Surfers on the BBC, but thanks for that. Paul Eden says... Oh, it's Paul again. He says, Hey Baby, That's Really Free by John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett. Well, I'd play that, Paul, but for the fact that it offends my ears. Dawn Smith got in touch, though. She said, Hey Dude by Cooler Shaker. Hey Pretty by Poe. Hey Casanova by Duncan Sheik. Hey 19 by Steely Dan. There you go. That's who chose that at the end of the last hour. What else have we got here? Tam in Glasgow says, Super Popoid Groove by Wynn. That's got the chorus, Hey Boy, Hey Boy. No, 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 no. Mark Doherty says, the best Hey song, I think, is Hey Man by Spaceman 3. Spaceman 3. Well, as much as I like that tune, I'm not going to play that one either. Neither am I going to play any of Air and Death Rage's suggestions, although they're all really quite good. Let me think about that one. I might play one later on if we have some time. Paul Eden says, Beatles? Well, now, we can't do Hey Jude. It's too obvious a Hey song. What about Hey You've Got to Hide Your Love Away? Let's do that. Cheers, Paul.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, Hey, you've got to hide
Hey, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. Thanks for all your suggestions, everybody. I don't mean to publicly humiliate and reject you when you send your suggestions in. But yeah, that was great. The Beatles and You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. In fact, I was looking for something online recently. I wanted to hear it in a hurry. Peter Alexander Jobson, who we all know is the lead singer. No, he isn't. He's the bass player in I Am Clute and a very good friend of mine. Listens to this programme in the bath. Make sure you do your pits there, son. A bit more thoroughly than that. Come on. But he's got this great album, which is... it's Let It Be Naked, it's called. Let It Be Dash Naked. Paul McCartney famously hated that everything that Phil Spector put on the album Let It Be. And he did a version without all that stuff on, and he remixed it. And I've got to say, I think it's one of the most powerful Beatles records ever. If you can get hold of it, you should. I don't think it's online, so you have to go to a little old record shop and physically buy a copy. But it's outstanding. I'll try and get hold of a copy for next week. In fact, if I can, I'll make it the featured album next week, and we'll hear a couple of tunes off it. So there you go. Christopher Cates in Ipswich got in touch and wanted to hear this one from the Ink Spots. Let me find his email. He says, I was at the pub with my friend earlier this evening, and she said she was trying to compile a playlist of songs which have a talking part in the middle. Generally, I don't really like songs like that. There's certainly a couple of Kinks songs ruined by it, but it did remind me of one I do like, which is Whispering Grass by the Inkspots. I can't think of any other radio show that would play them, which I think is a tragedy, so I'm recommending them to you. Are there any songs you particularly like which have talking parts in them? Keep up the good work, from Chris. There is, and I'll tell you what, Chris, I'll play my talking song after we've heard the Inkspots. Every single Inkspots tune has a talky bit in the middle. Listen to him kick off about how blabbermouth the trees are in this one. I love the line. Is it the blathering trees? I can't remember off the top of my head. Let's listen to it together. The Inkspots and Whispering Grass. Thanks for the recommendation, Chris.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Now don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she'll run and tell it to the birds and bees. And everyone will know, because you done told the blabbering trees. Yes, you did. You told them once before. So that's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Don't tell those blabbering trees. Oh yeah, the Ink Spots and Whispering Grass. I love it. I've long wanted to do an Ink Spots cover band and get all kinds of famous people involved. Get loads of different people singing them and get loads of different actors that I admire to do the talking bits. Any support for this venture? Any finance? Am I allowed to ask for finance on the BBC? I think it directly flies in the face of everything the BBC stands for. Oh well. Chris, you asked me about what's my favourite tune with talking in the middle. Well, this song is trashed by some talking. It's got quite a bit of talking. There's a sexy woman's voice in the middle saying, "Big boys don't cry." Is that in this song? No! That's another song by 10cc. This is Lazy Ways, and the whole thing's ruined by just two words of speaking towards the climax of the tune. Let's check it out. I might say it with it as it happens, so you know which bit I mean.
Hazy days with lazy ways. You got less done but more out of your days. How can you work yet avoid getting out of your lazy ways? You never get up if you don't get up. You always stay down if you sit around. You never get up if you don't get up. You always stay down if you sit around. Hazy days, lazy ways.
Crazy days. I love that song, and I hate that bit of talking. Thanks, Chris. Songs with talking in, good and bad, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk.
This is 6 Music Live.
I think it's important that 6 Music are giving young artists and even more established ones a chance to perform live.
First Aid Kit, and that was just absolutely remarkable.
There's a real spirit that's there that you can't get anywhere else.
Please show some love for the magnificent Richard Hawley.
It's just fun and it's exciting.
Maidenhead Studios.
Make some noise.
The Blur.
Let the ceremony begin.
Live music is sexy. At its best, it's high magic.
It's this communal human experience.
The live sound of so many bands confirms who they are and what they're about.
Not everyone can go and see bands playing live, but everyone can listen to live sets on 6 Music.
It's what we do.
Brilliant. 6 Music Live at Maida Vale. Can't wait for some more.
Absolutely live from the 6 Music studios this morning. That stuff is just infectious.
Please welcome to the stage, New Order!
Absolutely amazing live music here. 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music Live.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
Now this is lovely. I love James Stewart. There's a big poster of him in It's a Wonderful Life on my kitchen wall. I adore him. My doctor who fixed my leg was called Jimmy Stewart, which just made me feel instantly better. So here is the James Stewart, the actor of course, on Desert Island Discs, talking to Roy Plumley about his life.
As a small boy, what were your ambitions?
Oh, I don't know about ambitions. My interests, I sort of thought about that. I wanted to be a pilot.
Mm.
I wanted to join the circus. Well, I guess that about covers it.
You succeeded in both those ambitions. You did become a pilot, and you were in a movie about a circus, I remember. Yes, you played a clown. Which one was that?
The Greatest Show on Earth.
That's right.
I was thinking about it today because I was making a picture here when I read that Mr. DeMille was making a picture about Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers Circus. I hadn't met Mr. DeMille, but I sent him a letter and said that I'd always, all my life, wanted to be a clown, and could I have a part in the picture of a clown? And he sent me back a very short wire. Actually, about as short as you could get. He just said, yes, C.B. DeMille.
I've got a crush on someone. Guess who I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care? For a cunning cottage we could share. The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you. How glad a million laddies, from millionaires to caddies, would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world, will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you.
That's great, isn't it? Ella Fitzgerald, I've Got a Crush on You, as chosen by the late, great James Stewart. Another choice from him in a little while. The Rick Redbeard album is getting played a lot on Six. It's fantastic. Rick Redbeard's the guy from the Phantom Band. His album's called No Selfish Heart, and this owes itself musically to a soundtrack. I could tell you what it is, but what's the fun in that? Email in. Where's he found some of these melodies? The song's called We All Float. Once again, it's Rick Redbeard. Redbeard and We All Float. Did you get it? There's about nine notes in sequence that are from another famous piece of music. I'll give you a clue, it's in a film. Speck Mountain have done a good Hey tune, haven't they? I play this any opportunity I get because it's just dreamy. It was a song for Guy recommendation in the first place, and it was before I kept a note of who'd recommended the songs. So apologies if you're still out there. Thanks for turning me on to this tune. It's one of my favourites. Here are Speck Mountain, or here is Speck Mountain, and Hey Moon.
Hey Moon,
Brokeback Mountain and Hey Moon. So that was a Song for Guy recommendation long, long ago. Here's a new one from Angela Walsh, who's in Australia. To be more precise, she's on the mid-north coast of north-south-western Australia. She says, can you play Louis Armstrong's You Go To My Head? This song captures the dizziness of being in love and the longing for someone who may not reciprocate the love. Oh, it's just divine. The trumpet playing is just heavenly and just so damn beautiful. And the lyrics, and then she quotes, you go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning around my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head, she continues, with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. That sounds a bit threatening, actually, that last bit. Need I say any more? Angela, you need say no more. Let's Uncle Satchmo take over here.
Of you, like like a kicker in a juniper tree. Oh, the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Still I said to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? Yes. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise. Like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. My papa said, though I'm certain that this heart of mine has no ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head.
Landmark television shows in terms of originality, but the one that sticks in my mind as being truly influential was HTV's 1984 production Robin of Sherwood. Shot almost entirely on location, the costumes were ragged and realistic, the actors did the majority of the stunts, and it combined for the first time pagan rituals and Celtic legends with acknowledged historical fact. While it was visually beautiful, original and compelling, for me, the music was the most remarkable thing. The idea of using Irish band Clannad broke with the traditional mix of sweeping orchestras and twee wandering minstrels of previous incarnations. Historically, it actually made more sense to use Celtic music, given the fusing of pagan with Christian in Kip Carpenter's script. But it may also be one of the things that most dates the series. Apart from Robin's mullet and Marion's eyeshadow, because this being the 80s, there's heavy use of synthesizer. I make no apologies for it, and neither should Clannad, because through it they managed to capture the ethereal nature of a sword and sorcery epic, with swathes of spirit voices and heraldic trumpets set against delicate Celtic harp and the beautiful, haunting voice of Moya Brennan. If you watch it now, try to look past the heavy use of colour filters and ignore the primitive sound editing, and you'll see and hear a magical moment in television that would influence decades of programmes to follow. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that. Beccapedia with Clannad, and that was Hearn from the Robin of Sherwood soundtrack. Amazing how all those keyboard sounds are coming back into fashion, or they're already back in vogue. I happen to know that Jonathan from Everything Everything is a huge Clannad fan as well. Okay, you, me and the Beccapedia kid. Let's hear another one from James Stewart as part of his Desert Island Discs. This is very sweet.
Jimmy, let's get back to those earlier days in movies. You had to do as you were told to some extent as a contract artist, but if you were allotted a part that you really felt was beyond you or not suitable, could you protest?
Yes. Yes, there was a great feeling of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the big studios have been painted so darkly by so many people, you know, as these enormous impersonal factories that turned out this rubbish that had no point. It just was not true. And the moguls that everyone writes about with not too kind words, they were exceptional people. And they headed the studios, and they were proud of their jobs. They loved the motion picture. And they all had an amazing judgment as far as
choosing people, choosing stories
yes.
that the audience, the general movie audience, would enjoy.
Very quickly, you achieved star status. Which of your early films, the early ones of the 30s, do you look back on with particular affection?
Well, I think the first one with Margaret Sullivan, Next Time We Love, which was sort of the first leading part I had, and she was responsible for getting me the part.
You played opposite her several times, didn't you?
After that, this yes. was the first time.
You certainly acted with some very beautiful young ladies. Which ones appealed to you most, professionally, I mean?
All of them. Okay. I think I sort of halfway got stuck on all of them during the filming of the pictures. They were wonderful.
Glenn Miller and Moonlight Serenade, as chosen by the late, great Jimmy Stewart. I think we should have a couple more from him in coming weeks, don't you? He's just got such a lovely voice. Someone I wish I'd met, you know? But anyway, all that dedicated to Dr. Jimmy Stewart, who fixed my old knee. I've got to make all the gags, though, you see. I've been really milking it, as you can imagine. Getting Mrs. Badger to run and fetch me things and, you know, wincing of a morning to get extra sympathy kisses. And, yeah, brilliant. Should bust your leg. Okay, this next one, in fact, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to let you listen to it first. And some of you may find it familiar, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because it might prejudice what you think of it. I'll tell you after. a lovely thing, isn't it? The performer is Juhuin Park, but the piece of music is called Roslyn and Adama. I'll give you a second there. Roslyn and Adama. And it's the theme music whenever those two characters meet in the most recent remake of Battlestar Galactica, which I was watching. Because I've been laid up with my leg, I've been hitting the old box sets, and I thought I'd watch a bit of Battlestar. I do love a bit of space, and so does the missus. And I was struck by how beautiful the music is in most of the Battlestar Galactica. Theme tune gets a bit tiresome, but the incidental music's beautiful. And that's a piano version of Bear McCreary's Roslyn and Adama, which was written especially for Battlestar Galactica. There you go. See if you can out-geek me on that one. We can't do Hey songs without including this one. And at the back end of the programme, I think it's probably a good time to play it.
I love you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. You in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. Not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
The last of our Hey tunes, that's Leonard Cohen, of course, and Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. It's time to say goodbye. I love you all very much. Thanks for your emails. Thanks for your recommendations. I'll be back next week. Thanks to Michelle. Thanks to Beccapedia. Thanks to Peter and everybody who helps me put the programme together. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it's essential that I say to you... Happy New Week, everyone.
Tomorrow is on its way. midnight. Oh, what a lonely time to be all alone. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep hours ago. Still I'm crying.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Respect in every aspect to Guy Garvey for the last 2 hours, but right about now I want you to wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. And once again I'll be crossing time, space and genres. And the first hour's looking pretty lively, with the likes of The Beat, Fayo and the Get Down Stay Down, Scotty, Toro Imoy, EVD, Terry Reid and Chico Man to name a few. In part two, well, you know what I do. We're talking slow and mellow. But until we get to that, hold this. From an outfit formed in 1970 that bridged the gap between gospel, soul and psychedelia. These are the Relatives with a cut from their new album, Electric Word. Things are changing.
Now listen, yesterday I was just a little boy.
Just a little boy.
But today, look at me, y'all. Just an
everything.
Oh, so we said that. Oh, just to say this. Things are changing
every day in every way.
Can I say it again? All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Yesterday, I was just a little boy. Me,
I'm a man.
Oh, yesterday, my friend, men were trying to build planes to fly. Oh, but today, yeah, it's just
everyday thing.
Oh, so we said that. Oh, just to say this, things are changing
every day in every way.
Don't as roses in the morning,
and you to me
are soft as summer rain at dawn in lovely shade. That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble,
but love will never die,
because we'll see the mountains tumble.